Hey, what's going on, Clipper people out there? Is William the Opinion Updike.
And I am wildly positive Chuck Mockler. What a night.
AM 570's own.
Oh, come on. Thank you so much, Adam Oslin, for having me on. That was literally a dream come true. That was amazing.
Anyways, we're a couple of best friends and Clipper Credential Media people bring you Locked On Clippers 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific.
Yep, it's out all day. You can listen to it anytime you want.
And as Chuck alluded to, we are absolutely hyped on this win over the Heat. One of the best wins of the year, in my opinion. I thought that we might be able to put this one away. But anyways, we're going to talk about what we liked from that one. And then, as well as what we didn't like, I got to be honest, there's
like one thing.
We were very positive when we were writing this this game recap. And then we have a double game preview for you. Obviously, very full weekend for the Clippers.
Yes.
Starting on Friday, we have a back-to-back second game against the Magic. Mm-hmm. And then we take on the Knicks at 10 a.m. Make sure to set your alarm clocks. 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Hope everybody is there for that one. But we're going to talk in those about, you know, what we need to do well to win those games, as well as what could go wrong. And then we've got some shavings for you. Charles has crunched the numbers for you on Pat Bev's contract. What that could get done at a Golden Corral.
Quite a lot is the short answer.
Quite a lot of damage. And then it's Friday. Every single Friday we do a Love, Marry, Quarantine for you, which basically we're ranking something arbitrarily related to the Clippers.
It's always related to the Clippers.
It's arbitrarily related. And we're either loving it, we're marrying it, or we're quarantining it, which means get it the heck away from us. So all that and more coming up right about now.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yeah, so the Clippers, if you missed this game, this was the best Clippers win of the year. We were down Kawhi, we were down PG, we were down Pat Bev. The Heat were also down a couple people. They were down Jimmy Butler. But that didn't really matter. We were down 18 at one point.
It didn't matter.
They could have had anyone out there. The way the Clippers team was playing, we were down 18 at one point on the brink of a rough outing, and the Clippers kind of went back to like 2018, 2019 with this one. In terms of the vibe, no one from the Heat scored more than 20. We're going to talk about that more. But we have to talk about what we liked, and we have to start off with the battalion leader.
Nick Batum,
6 of 12 from the field, 6 of 9 from deep, so you know where his points came from. Part of a huge run to close the third quarter. Again, the Batum battalion is always taking new members. We also have a limited edition t-shirt up for grabs.
Do we?
If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, you'll be in the mix for one of 20 limited edition Batum battalion t-shirts.
Man, I hope I get one.
But me too, dude. I mean, we only ordered 20, so we might not get one. But this win encompassed so much of what the Clippers, I think, not wanted to be or not tried to be, but what last year was supposed to kind of feel like.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And look, we talked about kind of coming into this road stand, especially without Kawhi and Paul George. This is a chance for the glue guys, for, you know, like
everybody else for the most part. I don't mean that in a mean way.
No. Because, like, it's not that they haven't stepped up at various parts during the season thus far, but, like, this is a time to prove that what they can do and kind of show the depth of this bench, because I think that has been a huge question mark for all of us so far this season. Like, they had. Partially has been the need hasn't necessarily been there for them to do it.
Usage for Kawhi and PG has been up, for sure.
Yeah, because of the usage for Kawhi and PG. But, you know, they came through in this one, and it was
everyone
great to see.
Did. It was
honestly,
so
top
wild.
To bottom, as we go through this, what we like, it's basically going to be almost everybody. So we already talked about Nick Batum. We got to talk about Terrence Mann real quick, because I think that...
Keep proving us wrong, Terrence. Please.
Because he looked great. He had some solid passing. He hit a corner three.
No hesitation was the issue on the corner three. He got the ball and he shot the damn ball.
He also got a stop that started like an insane sequence for the Clippers.
Yeah.
Where we had a Batum three and then a Kennard three.
Yep.
And then Reggie hit a shot.
And the Heat were just like, what the hell is going on right
and
now?
And that was just where we really kind of opened this one up. I mean,
he was
much
a team best plus 17 and a 4-point win in a game that we were down 18. Like, Terrence Mann,
he was so impactful. He was so impactful. And I mean, I've just been impressed with what we've seen of him so far. Yeah. He's definitely further along than I thought coming into this road trip.
He's taken this opportunity and running with it. Like last game against the Hawks, it was like a lot of good boards. This was great. Didn't do as much on the boards against the Heat, but did pretty much everything else.
He was just impactful, I feel like, is the only word, especially for like a young guy like that.
And if you're not a shooter, because Terrence Mann is not a shooter, he impacted the game in every other way you can if you're not a shooter.
And he just, I mean, just taking those shots. Like, we saw him kind of hesitate with open looks against the Hawks, and just that, I mean, that one that he hit was just so timely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was big.
It was a huge momentum thing. Reggie continues to earn goodwill for me. We talked about
this Reggie Jackson string of play. I'm like, like, I don't know what we're supposed to do because I don't want to put too much goodwill out there.
Yeah.
Because it might backfire on us because that's how it just goes. But, dude, he's just been everything the Clippers could have needed him to be these last couple of games.
For a guy who went from being out of the lineup to sporadically out of the lineup, to sporadically back in the lineup, to thrust into a starting position, which, you know, I think all of us over the last, you know, year since the last trade deadline have had our issues with Reggie starting in a starting capacity.
In a different system, it didn't work so well.
But he has been really, really solid. He wasn't the most efficient scoring, but he did when we needed him to. He finished with 18-6-2, added two steals, which were huge. He did have kind of a rough timeout call, but he did feel so bad about
it. Dude, he looked like he was about to sob, which I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I definitely would have sobbed. But the whole team rallied around him. The whole team came together, brought him up.
It was great to see.
Yeah. We also, I think this was Zubat's best defensive game of the season.
Really?
So if you look at the plus minus, he was minus 10, which is not good.
That's the only thing, man, I judge by.
Of course. But man, in like the first quarter when it was going to be really bad, like, Zoo was helping us out a lot in this game.
Well, he was kind of the catalyst for this whole comeback.
Yeah, so
you could arguably say, okay, right?
At the beginning of the second quarter, Clippers are down 33-19. He only had 6-8 and 2 blocks, which stat sheet doesn't pop out at you, but if you watch this game, Zoo was ever on the defensive end. There was a loose ball when the Clippers were down 33-19 to start the second quarter that Zoo dove for and got possession back, and it just felt like that moment, this whole spark of hustle and believe, just like Disney movie-esque, washed over the Clippers.
Yes.
It coincided with Lou Will really hustling to get some offensive boards, but those two things came together.
It was like the spit shine in Space Jam.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just like, all right, like that play is exactly what the Clippers needed at a perfect time. I mean, hats off to so many people from the Clippers.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't have time. We don't have time to go super in depth on everybody, but Luke, who is still kind of struggling with his role, I thought he found ways to succeed in other places than this one. He finished with 9-4-2.
Clutch three.
Yeah, he had one of the most important threes of the game. Morris, who wasn't super efficient from the floor.
Took a while to get going. His shot was kind of off in the beginning, like it was on Tuesday. But, dude, it was hitting late.
Yeah, I mean, he still finished with 16 points. He did his thing. He looked a lot better. Lou Will. We got to dedicate some time to Lou Will.
He did a lot. Yes. So, Lou Will also, and I mean this not in a mean way, he looks a little gimpy right now. His leg is still hurting. His thigh is still an issue.
Clearly the hip thing
is. Excuse me. Yes, but he had 17-5-4, which, it might not have been the most efficient, but 17-5-4 in this scenario is all you can hope for. He got to the line early in this game.
I was going to say, it was great to see him get back to his spots and play his game. Because I feel like we haven't seen that since he's been back from this absence. So it's clearly still there in case anyone was worried.
Yes, which, for sure.
Shame on you.
And we got to give a shout out to Ty Lue, who I still like is being overshadowed this season. Duncan Robinson had 6 points. Batum had the opportunity to shoot 9 wide open threes.
Because of the ball movement,
Because of the ball movement. It was the perfect way to defend the Heat. Like,
also,
none of them scored over 20 points. This was such a well-coached game and well-drilled game by Ty Lue. It reminded me of the Pacers game.
Yeah, and the way that we took care of Bam all game, I thought was great.
Yeah, I mean, and far as what we didn't like, really the only stuff, it's like, there's still no update on Bev, Kawhi, and PG, which is concerning for a couple reasons.
Yes.
Other than Serge missing shots directly in front of the rim, he hit his outside shots. He shot 50% from three.
Yeah, he was just 4 of 13 from the floor, and these were just kind of point blank looks, which is, you know, like
I feel like his fingertips were literally touching the rim at some point, and I blame the rim.
Yeah, that's fair.
Salt
that's
water
fair.
Down there.
It's one of those things. Like he was so solid defensively at times.
When we needed it.
Yeah, that I'm not gonna worry about it just yet. But it is something to keep an eye on
for sure. How are we feeling?
You know, I'm feeling. I think
I'm
I said
jacked
it,
up.
I think I said it up top, but this to me is one of the best wins of the season.
I'm ready to potentially be let down against the Magic, but I do not care.
Do not care.
Coming up, we're going to be previewing the Magic and Knicks game this weekend. But first, we got to give a shout out to BetOnline.ag. I hope y'all are ready for the football because the Super Bowl is pretty soon.
Yeah,
your boy Chuck has rent money on it. Just kidding. Also, not really. Might have a GoFundMe out after that game happens. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust for online sports betting, and that is betonline.ag. If you sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, all cap letters, one word, you'll get 50% welcome bonus. They'll toss, you know, half what you put in just on them. A lot of blowouts this season. Seems like the spreads were weird. Shout out to anyone who won on this Clippers heat spread. You probably made out pretty well. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to just receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sports book experts.
Okay, so we're back with a double game preview. We're going to kick things off with a look at the doubleheader.
Second night of the back-to-back.
We're taking on the Orlando Magic. East Coast trip continues. So let's look at this Magic game on Friday.
So we might get Kawhi and PG back for this one. That's kind of been what's been talking about.
Are those
on Twitter?
Is that the chatter?
Per Farbod. I mean, dude, Farbod is the one person you go to for this stuff because he's nailed everything so far this year. They might be back if all the testing go well. We hope that happens. But the Magic, I mean, they got smoked by the Kings.
Yeah,
but something to worry about. They do rank first in attendance this year, so the crowd might be on their side. But what do we need to do well in this game realistically to win?
I mean, look, this is a team that struggles to score. They're like the second, I think they have the second lowest points per game of any team in the NBA.
Yeah,
I think if we can just play average defense, if we can just play some solid defense,
just regular ass defense,
I think that'll go a long way. Mainly we need to force them to shoot. They're a bottom 10 team in three-point attempts and percentage. Obviously they're gonna look to get inside, so yeah, we need to keep them outside of there. They are shooting just 47% on twos, which is 30th in the league, and as I said, 35% on
like
threes.
They have the most garbage shooting split. Also, just full disclaimer, we're using 2-point percentage from here on out. I'm gonna be honest, I think we should abandon field goal percentage
as an overall stat.
Overall stat, it's only two-point field goal percentage and 3-point field goal percentage. With the way the NBA is working, it makes the most sense.
Yeah,
shout out
I'm
Shane
fine
Young
with
for
it.
This revolution. Anyway,
I'm
continue.
I'm fine with it. Okay, so what could go wrong in this one?
I mean, Vucevic, who's someone who we kind of talked about like last season, I think the season before too, about a guy who would really fit well in the Clippers.
So this,
like,
yeah, this
Clippers
was,
fans have been pretty hyped on
this.
Vucevic
was pre-Kawhi and Paul George.
For sure.
It was definitely, it was his first All-Star year. There was definitely some excitement about adding him, especially given we had some deficiencies at the five at the time.
Yeah.
But he is definitely a guy who can go off. Another thing that could go wrong is with an unfamiliar squad, for a turnovers pile up, I think that could be... It could be problematic. The Magic handle the ball well. They don't turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
They're top five in turnovers. So we're not going to get those easy opportunities that we got in the Heat game.
Yeah,
so
a lot of transition stuff.
Yes, so if we're digging a hole for ourselves with bad turnovers, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night. And then also...
Too long of a night for a team that could be taken care of. But again, we don't know what the full squad's going to be.
Yes, yes. They're also really great on the glass. They got some big boys over there. So they're just outside the top five. They're just outside the top five in rebounding in the NBA. Well, yeah. They got some big boys.
They do. The way that we stagger Serge and Zoo is going to be interesting in this one.
Yeah.
Which I was done a good job of. Like, it'll be interesting to see. Do you think we get the dub on this one? Second night of a back-to-back. I hope. It's obviously possible.
I don't know. I hope we do, but I think we might drop this one on the second night of a back-to-back.
For sure. We're moving on now to the Knicks game on Sunday, which does happen at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Set your alarm. So
set those alarms.
Yeah.
I have something to do from 11 to 11:30 for this game. I'm just going to keep that appointment because I'm not too worried about this one. But what we need to do well is the Knicks have, I mean, Julius Randle and Austin Rivers are just lighting it up for the Knicks right now.
Yeah.
Julius Randle on the season is averaging 22-11-6. So I don't know if Julius Randle needs a more physical look or a less physical look from the defense to be good, because he's a bully. And I mean mm-hmm. that in a nice way.
Yeah.
I
mean, we've kind of been fans of Julius Randle on this podcast for
absolutely.
A while.
Austin Rivers is playing some of the best basketball literally of his career
yes.
and coming off the bench. So personnel-wise, this is a little rough for the Clips.
Yes.
Because if Bev is back, we'll see Reggie on him, which, hey, at this point, whatever, Reggie's doing pretty good. And Bev, if Bev isn't back, it's going to be Lou on him. Because when Bev, Kawhi, and PG are out, we run that three-guard lineup for the starting lineup. So,
yeah,
I mean, containing these two guys is really, it seems like, the biggest thing against the Knicks.
Another team that struggles to score, they are actually 30th in the NBA in points per game. Despite, you know,
they have a weird-ass good defense.
Yeah, well, that it's kind of surprising. Another thing that's kind of bizarre is, like, how the five is going to work out, just because they've got a lot of depth at that position. They start Robinson, and then they've got Noel coming off the bench, and then they got Taj Gibson that they can throw in there for looks. So it's a lot to chew on, in that front court, but yeah, I think we got to keep our hands in the passing lanes. They give up the third most steals in the league. If we just keep some active hands, they're not a team that moves the ball a whole lot.
No, shockingly.
So I guess what I keep coming back to in my mind on this one is how Ty Lue game plans the defense in this matchup is going to mean a win or a loss.
Yeah.
As I said,
I have full confidence in at this point. I love Ty Lue's such a goddamn good coach.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to be, but I don't know. If you had any reservations about Ty Lue, this Miami Heat game had to have put those to bed.
And I think even the Hawks game, I mean, what we put out there, I thought was...
Yeah.
Other than that closing lineup, which I took some umbrage with, but...
For sure.
Yeah, as I said, the Knicks don't pass the ball a lot, so coverages are going to be really crucial in sort of slowing down their scoring threats.
100%. We also just got to move the ball.
Yeah.
Like I just said, Ty Lue, if the ball is moving, I don't care who we're missing. We're going to have a fighting chance.
We're going to find good shots, 100%. And we have enough guys to knock them down.
And they're allowing the second lowest amount of assists to teams in the NBA, which I think the Clippers could break.
Yes.
But what could go wrong in this one?
Man, like I said, they have some big guys. So if we struggle on the glass or to get to the rim, I mean, this is a team that defensively is somehow very, very sound.
Yeah, teams are shooting 31% from three against the Knicks this year, which is best in the league as of this recording.
They're allowing the least amount of points per game to opponents of any team in the NBA,
this is a real-ass game. Like, this isn't a recent Knicks team. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tibbs, which might be bad process for the long term, has them playing really well right now. And we, again, the personnel's kind of up in the air. We're sorry we're not given a bunch of specifics in terms of matchups, but we really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We know who's going to be available, which is Serge and Zoo. If Serge is hitting from the outside, if he hits even a deep two early, it's going to make the Knicks second guess a lot of what they're trying to do on defense, I think. And mm-hmm. it's going to pull those rotations out. And if the ball is moving, I mean, I can't not like the Clippers in this scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. With the center depth here, do you think Pat gets a look, or is this another DNP?
We're in the situation right now where, like, I think, dude, I don't know. I think Oturu might be ahead of Pat.
Whoa! Like,
at the center rotation? Whoa! I just don't. What does it take for Patrick Patterson to play? Other than, here's what it doesn't take. Kawhi and PG being out.
And Pat.
And, like, what? How crazier does it have to get after that?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
What's our record after these two games? Because we're coming at you with the recaps on Monday. We won't be doing a weekend episode.
I think we go 1-1.
I'm
feeling really confident. I think that we can snag a win out of these two. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think we go 1-1. But also, 2-0.
Whoa!
Let's get it, dude. I'm high as hell off Reggie, and I usually smoke top shelf. Coming up, we're going to be talking Love, Marry, Quarantine, as well as some very fun Patrick Patterson math. But first, Will, talk to me about protein bars. What's the best protein bar?
Best protein bar out there right now is Built Bar.
What?
The thing is, Built Bar always been delicious, but the new and improved Built Bar is even more delicious than before. It comes in 18 amazing flavors. The 6 new flavors include caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia,
what?
Lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp, adding to the 12 original flavors that you already know and love: coconut almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, orange, toffee, almond coffee, peanut butter brownie. All the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. They're super healthy. They're great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. They're great for the keto diet. And right now we have a very special offer for our listeners. You can get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. That's all caps, one word, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
We love it. Thank you so much, Built Bar. Talking shavings. And this is where, I'm going to be honest, this is where maybe the episode goes a little bit off the rails.
If this is your first Friday episode.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome.
We have a pretty good vibe here on the Friday episodes because we record these on Thursdays, which means my Friday workday is a little slow, if you know what I'm saying. So Patrick Patterson, who has a $3 million contract, recently tweeted a very weird question about how if you went to Golden Corral and had a 14-day contract,
and then you show up on day 15 and say that you
would you get the free meal or would you have to pay for it? He's had a couple DNPs. It kind of seems like he's about to be bought out.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, it seems very likely.
But if you took the $3 million
okay,
that Patrick Patterson is getting paid this year, you could go to dinner at Golden Corral Monday through Thursday, no weekend stuff. How many times do you think he'd go to dinner for $3 million at Golden Corral, Monday through Thursday, not weekend rates?
A million times?
That's insane.
500,000 times.
222,000 times, a little over. Do we think Pat's getting bought out? He has no place on the team in terms of actual basketball.
Well, it's like we were just
like saying, clearly.
Like we just talked about in the Knicks preview, like, if all of this has happened, there's already so much shakeup in the lineup and he's not getting playing time, what situation is he getting playing time in? The only other thing that you and I could kind of come up with is we talked about, like, maybe he's that special tool that they're keeping in the shed because he
can. The Chenny John break glass in case of emergency player.
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, he can play some defense on AD. I truly do not know. This contract was baffling to me at the time that it happened. It remains baffling to me now. Good dude. I will say that.
Great dude. Good stays dude. Ready. Loves Pokemon.
Great selection of beanies.
Yeah, really good beanies. Good fits. It's interesting to see, but it is weird. He's not usually that cryptic and never really tweets.
Yeah.
And has had DNPs. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Let's get into this Love, Marry, Quarantine.
All right.
Which we do every Friday.
Yeah, every
just
single
a
Friday.
Fun thing.
Yeah.
We try and have fun. It's a very serious pod every other day.
Monday through Thursday. stone cold serious.
Fridays are wearing our Hawaiian shirts. So we're doing all-star campaign ideas for fringe Clippers players. We all know that Kawhi and Paul George should and hopefully will be all-stars. Although there probably just shouldn't be an all-star game this year, but that's a whole different issue. But here's some fringe players' ideas to campaign for it. We have Nick Batum's Balloon Room, which is an art installation at the Broad. It's a room full of balloons in the shape of Nick Batum's head.
Okay.
Not a bad art installation.
Wait, each balloon is in the shape of his head, or the balloons collectively merge into a shape of his head?
Either one seems like a fantastic idea.
Okay.
And either one seems like something the Broad would definitely have. The Reggie Jackson 5.
Okay.
To help with entertainment during a pandemic, so there's not less people in the arena, Reggie Jackson has voluntarily performed Jackson 5 covers at halftime shows.
Oh, man. I
safe.
Like it.
Just the guy only needs a mic.
But is this biting into the gods' numbers?
I mean, dude, if Reggie Jackson is like if Reggie Jackson is almost at a triple double and then he's like, I want to go sing the Jackson 5 song, are you going to tell him no? That's only going to make him better.
That's fair.
And then we have The Man Show, which is Terrence Mann reviving the Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla problematic TV show to win over voters. And one of these guys who used to host the show really went problematic. This is an interesting play to get all-star votes, but it pains me to say it might work.
Yeah. What was the thing that they would say? Like, they would chug and they'd say, like, sicky-socky, sicky-socky.
Yeah. And then they had, like, Andy Milonakis Knox was part of it.
There were women jumping on trampolines.
That's how they closed every show. That show hurt everyone's brains.
It was bad for people.
Yes. We have Pat Pat's Fat Tats. Which is Patrick Patterson getting a full sleeve of tattoos of every media member as tasteful pinups, a la like, it was like Ed Hardy was big for a while. There's some woman who has like a tattoo TV show. We have
Kat Von D.
Yes, Kat Von D. We have Cool Hand Luke, which is Luke challenging NBA players to a hard-boiled egg-eating competition, a la Cool Hand Luke if he wins these in. And then a classic, which if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know what we're all about. Wine in a Box with Ivica Zubats, which is just Zubats splitting a box of wine with every media member post-game. So which of these are you loving, marrying, and quarantining for all-star campaigns?
Oh, man.
For fringe clip players.
So, oh, gosh.
There's only one that I really want to quarantine.
What's the one you want to quarantine?
The Terrence Mann one. He's a young man. He doesn't need to bring this back. He's a good person.
I just think it'd be a fun time. Maybe he could figure it
out. Just Man and Fee is the man joke because they're friends. All right, what are you loving in
That's America? Fine. We can quarantine that one. That's fine. That's fine. I'm loving Pat's Pat's Fat Tats.
That's a good call.
He takes
such good care of his body, and I don't mean that in a weird way. The dude is in wild shape.
He might be in the best shape on the Clippers.
He is. He absolutely is.
He's in incredible shape. But I'm just imagining, like, they're almost Venice Beach kind of
like caricature
style pinups.
So it's not even in traditional black and white tattoos.
Of media members. No, it could be in black and white. It could be in, right. You know, color scheme is whatever
you want.
But
it's a little, there's a little bit of a jab in there.
I mean, it's a little goofy, yeah. Okay,
no, that's fair. All right. No,
it's also endearing.
No, hey, I'm...
You got Brian Windhorst as a mermaid tattooed on your right arm. Okay, so I'm loving that. I'm marrying... Ooh. I'm going to co-marry Cool Hand Luke because love the movie. I wanted to write an in-depth paper about this. And okay. Never mind. I'll talk about this later.
Okay. No, so, no, the egg thing is fun, and I also feel like Luke Kennard probably eats...
He could probably eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs.
He probably does eat hella hard-boiled eggs.
Do you think he buys the prepackaged ones?
Yes.
That are, they're in, like, the plastic yes, sleeve, 100%. And he squeezes the egg.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna co-marry that and right. the balloon room.
All right, yeah, so I'm loving, the Reggie Jackson 5.
Okay.
Because I think, as an opposing team, if Reggie Jackson had, like, 7-4-4 at halftime, and then he just knocked out like a great cover at ABC at halftime, you'd be like, shit.
Now, can he dive into Michael's solo
no,
work
it's
here?
Jackson 5.
It's the only Reggie Jackson 5. Okay.
The Jackson 5 couldn't do Michael Jackson songs, so neither can the Reggie Jackson 5.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm marrying Nick Batum's Balloon Room because this... Look, we've had very few ideas in this segment that seem like things that could actually happen. Landry Shamit's Laundry Jam It.
Mm-hmm.
Something that could actually happen. Nick Batum's Balloon Room seems like it'd be a pretty good art installation. I don't know a hell of a lot about art, but this seems like a good time.
I'm pro it.
He's French. French people are pretty good at art. Every French person is better at art than the average American. and then I'm only quarantining the Man Show because I just want that young man to grow up on the right track, and he seems to be on it, and this would take him off. all right, we probably got to get out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Again, one more reminder, if you're still listening, get those reviews in to Apple Podcasts for the Batum Battalion t-shirt giveaway. It's 20 t-shirts. One of them could be yours.
What could be more limited? I can't think of a more limited giveaway.
I can't.
Can we do 19 t-shirts?
If we were dickheads, we would. But coming up on Monday's episode, We're gonna have a weekend recap with more of an emphasis on that 10 a.m. Knicks game that's happening. The Freshies, hopefully talking about how psyched we are on how Luke Kennard played over this weekend. That's really the one new guy we're looking for. And then whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, Will, where can these fantastic listeners tell their friends to listen to us?
You can tell your friends to listen to us on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. It works 100% of the time, all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for rocking with us. We are Locked On Clippers. We bring you Clippers news 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m.
100%. We love it. Thank you all so much for being with us. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.